SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration is suing Maine's education department over transgender sports. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Attorney General Pam Bondi announced the lawsuit against Maine for not complying with its push to ban transgender athletes in girls and women's sports.
The Department of Justice will not sit by when women are discriminated against in sports.
Maine Governor Janet Mills said this matter is about states' rights and defending the rule of law against a federal government bent on imposing its will. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russia's assault on Ukraine continues with glide bombs.
Russian glide bombs and artillery have struck a city in southern Ukraine, killing one person and wounding five others as Moscow forces continue daily attacks across the country. The city of Kherson was struck with glide bombs on Wednesday morning. And when rescue teams arrived at the scene, Russian forces launched an artillery barrage, says the region's head Alexander Prokudin, adding the attack damaged a sports facility, supermarket and residential buildings. The strike on Kherson follows other deadly attacks in recent days. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel's defense minister says troops will remain in so-called security zones in the Gaza Strip, Lebanon and Syria indefinitely. Israeli forces have taken over large areas of Gaza in recent weeks in a renewed campaign to pressure Hamas to release hostages. Israel ended the ceasefire last month. Israel's also refused to withdraw from some areas in Lebanon following a ceasefire with the Hezbollah militant group last year. It seized a buffer zone in southern Syria after the overthrow of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 699 points. This is SRN News. Most pastors are pretty sure if their church will be around for a while.
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that 94% of Protestant clergymen say, quote, I expect my church will still exist in 10 years. Only 4% say they do not believe that the congregation they currently lead will still be there a decade hence. The survey also finds that the least confident pastors are those who lead smaller churches, many of which have fewer financial resources and are closer to the edge economically. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tens of thousands of people gathered at Judaism's holiest site in Jerusalem Tuesday for the traditional priestly blessing prayer. It's a ritual dating back over 2,500 years to when King Solomon's temple stood on the same site. The blessing is performed by male Jews who can trace their lineage back to the priestly caste and takes place three times a year during Judaism's major holidays. Jews are currently observing Passover. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks dropped as the cost of U.S. restrictions on global trade compounded. The S&P 500 fell 2.2%, the Dow lost 1.7%, the Nasdaq sank 3.1%. Losses accelerated after the Federal Reserve's head said President Trump's tariffs could push economic growth lower and inflation higher than earlier thought. NVIDIA sank after saying new U.S. restrictions on exports to China will chisel billions of dollars off its results. United Airlines said conditions are so impossible to predict that it gave two forecasts for its financials this upcoming year. The Dow was down 699 points to finish at 39,669. The Nasdaq lost 516 to 16,307. The S&P 500 dropped 121 to 5,275. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNNews.com.